haven't seen a script, but I've no doubt if it isn't up to par, they'll chuck it out. Ooh, la, 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 la. All my actor friends are cracking wise, but I can see the envy in their eyes. Suffocating in the makeup chair, underneath the corner glue and a bag of hair. I'm a looking like an overgrown shit suit. Somehow I always knew I'd be a teen wolf too.
Could be warm by the fire. Who knows, it could be warm inside you. Who knows, it could be warm by the fire. Who knows, it could be warm inside you. Down, 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 down.
That was a song by the band that I was in.
Oh, no way.
It was called Who Knows.
Who Knows?
It's our first time.
I was going to say, like, what are you singing?
I completely forget how the verses go. I didn't sing in the band.
Right, yeah. It is.
For good reason, perhaps.
Because you make that funny face when you sing.
And I am unable to sing without using a funny voice.
That's true.
I was re-listening to our,
I think,
our Astro Boy musical thing, and yeah. I was like, he's a boy with a robot legs. No, he's an android, I'm pretty sure. And I was like, what is that voice?
There are a bunch of bands that sing with funny voices, though.
Right? Yeah. It's like, oh no, that's not just how he sings. Like, he's putting on a voice, you know?
Yeah, like, what is the...
Well, I mean, AC/DC. Like,
sure, AC/DC is a good example.
I think it was one of the drummers just like took over for the lead singer when he died, and they were like, "Oh, I'm just doing an impression of his singing voice." Hey, whatever.
And it's like, yeah, it's
thunder.
And AC/DC man was probably putting on a voice too.
Exactly. Yeah.
They chose to sing that way, especially a lot of rock bands, probably because they're not trained singers,
right? Yeah.
So they're just like. It's very rare to have a trained singer be in a rock band. Like, most of them are just, like, idiots that played guitar pretty good.
Yeah, taught themselves.
So, yeah, like, God. What is, I'm not going to remember that one band, but, like, very much.
Hum a Few Bars.
What?
Hum a Few Bars. Sing, like, the singer.
I don't know. It's just, like, I'm blanking on everything about this band, but. Very much is putting on a voice.
Was it Kings of Leon?
Kings of Leon.
That's the band you were trying to think of before, remember?
That is true. I would say Kings of Leon is also trying to put on a voice a little bit. But yes, I was trying to think of Kings of Leon. Oh, Nickelback's a good example as well, where it's like,
yeah, I guess.
Look at that photograph. It's like,
every time I do it makes me laugh.
He's like, definitely doing a voice a little bit.
My favorite meme ever is when they cut it, so he's just,
look at this graph.
He's just holding up a math graph. It's so stupid.
It's so good, though.
Oh, my God.
And they say that heroes can save us. I'm not going to stand here and wait.
Bam, bam, bam. So welcome to the writer's room for fan fiction.
I am your editing manager, or are you the editing manager?
You're the managing editor.
I am the editing manager? I am your editing manager, Spencer Forrest.
And I'm the managing editor, Liz Cernick.
And
we're here to
write some fan fiction.
Yeah. Make some stories.
Make some stories, you know?
Create some memories.
Hey, what is this all but memories? You ever think about how this is all we ever do is tell ourselves stories?
We're all just telling stories about our lives.
And most of them actually aren't about young Harry Potter's father and friends.
James Potter.
Most of them aren't about young James Potter.
Well, I mean, I would say most stories are about the Marauders.
I would say.
Or at least most stories that I have written are about the Marauders fucking each other very sexily.
Damn, they fuck
and Sirius
so good.
Do have a lot of kinky sex together.
While you were saying that, I did lick my lips.
Mm-hmm, that's right. But not all fan fiction is strictly Marauders.
Yes,
fanfic.
They do say that Moby Dick was originally a Marauders fan fiction.
That's right, but then it sort of morphed into its own thing, much like 50 Shades of Grey.
Much like 50 Shades
of
Grey.
Starting with Twilight, yeah.
Yes. The whale was actually a...
Well, it was an animagus.
It was an animagus, yes.
Of Lucius Malfoy, perhaps, going to school with the Marauders, and they were on a boat trying to capture this mysterious whale,
Animagus,
to maybe join their crew.
I think
he was like, oh, I kind of feel like I want to make some OCs.
Yeah, I feel like I this could be ideas. Better if, yeah. if this was some OCs. I think I could really sell this to some.
He really liked the name Ishmael.
Ishmael, yeah. You figured that Harry Potter would be better with an Ishmael in it.
Yeah.
That's that bit.
And that's... That's the way it goes.
That's our opening bit. Welcome to Fanfiction Writer Room, where we sometimes have opening bits that don't work out that well. If we knew more about Moby Dick, maybe they would have worked better.
We do know a lot about the Marauders, though.
Don't know that much.
Or I did. I guess I haven't reread the entire Harry Potter series.
Lately. Yeah, exactly. I've read the Harry Potter books.
I mean, I have read the third book 17 times.
Wow. That's actually very impressive. Through. You mean you didn't stop?
No, I am still in the middle of reading it.
Okay.
This is my 18th time through.
And I'm halfway through. So you get like halfway through and then you kind of put it down and forget about
it. Yeah. Well, I mean, I finished the Shrieking Shack scene.
Okay.
And then I get pretty bored because then he like does time travel. And then it's like focusing on Harry Potter instead of on Remus Lupin.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't really care about you, Harry Potter. Get out of here.
I mean, I do
mostly just skip ahead to the Shrieking Shack scene. Yeah. And,
I love that.
So let's write our Remus Lupin Black fanfic.
I want to talk a little bit about Harry Potter 3 for a minute.
Okay, yeah. The movie?
So Hermione Granger.
Our favorite.
She's like, I want to take extra classes. And so...
Are we going to have to do this old song and dance again?
They give her, like, the most powerful...
Why don't they just use the time-turner?
No, I'm not even talking about the time-turner as, like... yeah, like, it solves every problem. I get it. Like, of course they don't use it again because, like, it would solve every problem and that makes it a boring book. I'm more just like, she wanted to take extra classes, so they gave her the time-turner. This, like, A, she's what, 14?
Yeah.
She should not be taking extra classes.
McGonagall did vouch for her, though.
Okay.
Remember.
So what? Who cares? She's a 14-year-old girl. McGonagall should have said, like,
she's
no.
She's very responsible, though.
McGonagall should have said, no, go chase after boys or girls or...
Or take, like, one extra class after school hours.
Yeah. Or, like, I don't know, do a hobby. Like, why? That's just irresponsible. And Hermione, the whole time, to hint the fact that she has this magical device, is just sleepy the whole book?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why isn't she sleeping with the device? She should be sleeping more.
Yeah, she could just go back in time and take a nap.
If I had the time turner, all I would do was sleep 24 hours.
Oh my god, right?
And then, do
then
my
get
responsibility.
Up and go to work.
Like, like, she... Man.
Like, all through high school, it was always like, if I had a superpower, I think I would just want to stop time.
Mm-hmm.
So I can just stop my alarm clock and sleep for a couple hours.
Yes.
And then go to
Stopping
school.
Time is the best superpower, not because of all the very useful applications. It's the best superpower because you get to sleep more.
All the naps! Oh my god.
It's not...
So many naps.
It's not useful because, like... You could stop time and then, like, study a lot and then, like, ace the exam even though you only studied technically for 1 second.
Yeah.
Like, it's useful because you get to take way more naps than you ever could.
You'd be so refreshed.
Oh, it's such a good nap device.
Living the dream.
Living the dream.
Just thinking about it.
Taking naps. Being a nap boy.
Let's take a nap right now.
God.
Want to take a nap?
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome to our nap podcast.
Welcome to the
to
nap
us,
show.
Sleep.
Yes.
For 5 hours.
5 hour nap show. It's great because sometimes you hear us breathing.
I fart a lot in my sleep. Probably.
Probably.
One assumes.
Hey, send us your fan theories. Is Liz farting in at minute five? Is she farting?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just another noise.
What does that sound? I mean, it's my chair squeaking.
Maybe it's the chair squeaking.
Chairs just squeak a lot.
But maybe it's a fart. Mm-hmm. Send us your fan theories at ffwrshow@gmail.com.
So let's write some fanfics.
Okay. So our first character this week was sent in by Tanner. Thank you, Tanner. Mm-hmm. It is Hank Scorpio from The Simpsons.
Yes.
Hank Scorpio.
The
supervillain.
James Bond-esque supervillain.
Yes.
From one of the early seasons.
That Homer works for.
Who was his voice?
Hank Azaria.
No. It was a guest voice. It was, you know, that guy that does all the acting and the directing.
Oh.
And he makes movies and stuff. And he,
has
curly
Albert
hair.
Brooks.
Albert Brooks. Yes. Good old Albert Brooks. I think it was Albert Brooks.
It is
I hope
Albert
it was
Brooks.
Now.
I'm like 80% sure it's Albert Brooks.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Albert Brooks. Guest starring.
Because bad guy from the Simpsons movie is essentially Hank Scorpio.
Right, yeah.
And it's also voiced
a different name.
By Albert Brooks.
Right.
And they originally were going to make it Hank Scorpio, and then we're like...
Why didn't they?
Because they figured it'd be too inside baseball. They thought that casual viewers would not know who
like,
it is.
If casual viewers don't know who it is, who cares?
Exactly.
If it's a new guy.
I don't know why they just
like
didn't
idea.
Make it Hank Scorpio.
Yeah.
They should have just made
weird.
It Hank Scorpio,
they
but
really
instead
should've.
They made it Hank Scorpio, with a different
Jr.
name.
Yeah. Blink Blurpio.
His whole, like, what I would say about Hank Scorpio is he's, like, very charismatic, and...
He knows where all the hammocks are sold,
he knows
and
where
he
all
keeps
the
sugar in his pockets.
He keeps sugar in his pockets. Like, to a dummy like Homer Simpson, never realizes he's an evil war criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's so charismatic, so yeah.
just,
like...
He's such a nice guy.
Personable
friendly.
And friendly, and, like, the best boss that Homer just... never clues in the terrible things that Hank is doing.
Yeah.
Like, very good, very funny character.
Uh-huh.
One of
he
the best.
He does kill James Bond. I
he
believe.
Does.
Like, he's just straight up just shoots him while he's running down a corridor.
Well, if you remember
and
right.
He escapes and then
they
he
do
just,
the thing
yeah,
with
shoots him off camera.
The laser beam,
yeah,
the
yeah.
classic laser beam that James Bond escapes from. And then Homer is standing there putting the dollar
oh,
into the vending
right.
machine.
And he gets in his
tackles
way.
Him. And Hank's like, oh, thank you, Homer. And then the military guys just shoot James Bond.
Oh my god, that's weird.
So
rewatch that.
Homer is essentially commits manslaughter,
yeah.
more or less. Our second character
the world.
Is All another right. Matt Groening property, the robot devil from Futurama.
Yes.
Sent in by Izzy Laird. Thank you, Izzy. The robot devil, also very charismatic and evil.
Mm-hmm.
Voiced
by Dan Castellaneta, who is the voice of
Homer Simpson,
of course. Yeah.
Now, how would you characterize the robot devil?
He's just a really ostentatious, showman.
Hmm.
Really loves torturing people and just being the devil, as much the devil as he can be.
Yeah. He loves his job.
He loves his job, yeah. And, he does torture robots very well.
Mm-hmm.
Sings Broadway show tunes. Oh,
yeah.
He plays the violin.
That's
very
true.
Well. Plays the fiddle, rather.
The fiddle. Yeah, he's just, like, very over the top. Very,
The devil of mythology.
The devil of mythology pushed through a comic lens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, taken...
Who is a robot.
Yes.
Robot hell, not regular hell.
Exactly.
Which apparently is two different things.
Yes.
Two different hells.
Well, there is Robot Jesus, which is never... on screen, but very much...
Do they mention Robot
they
Jesus?
They mention Robot Jesus
oh,
quite often.
Okay.
In there's the episode where Fry goes to the bar mitzvah, the robot bar mitzvah,
oh.
and he asks them, like, so you don't believe in Robot Jesus? And he says, we believe that Robot Jesus was a great prophet, but he was not our Messiah.
Right.
And it's, like, the joke is that they say robot. Before they say Jesus. Like, that is the joke.
Oh, man. So good.
Yeah.
I love Futurama.
Futurama's
a
very good show.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, the robot devil does have very good hands as well.
That's true.
Yes. They're very talented.
Very talented hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like over the top, showman, Broadway, Satan. Like,
yeah.
That's kind of it. Like, not that... they don't have a whole lot of fun with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, yeah. Like, he's just a showman.
He's Satan.
That loves being Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Our next character is Siri, sent in by Bahar. Thank you, Bahar.
Mm-hmm.
So Siri, of course, is the voice in your iPhone.
Mm-hmm. The AI.
The AI that knows just about everything.
She tells you where to drive. Tells in his GPS phone.
Tells you where to drive, tells you where to go, tells you who was...
The voice of the robot devil.
Yeah, you ask Siri who is the voice of the robot devil, and she tells you. She sets up reminders for you. She's just overall, she can open up apps. I would say, like, Siri, we could characterize as a know-it-all, maybe like a C-3PO type.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe you don't always want to hear the information that she tells you.
And she is very sassy. I have given her a lot of very fun sort of back talk responses to questions. She will tell you the best place to bury a body.
Yep. If you ask her if she is the character from the film Her, she will call you Joaquin.
Ah, that's silly.
Yeah. It's they have some fun with her. So Apple has a personality, and so does Siri. Mm-hmm. So sassy. So maybe a little more like the robot from Rogue One.
Or from Short Circuit.
Or from Short Circuit.
Johnny Five does have a lot of fun.
He does have a lot of fun, but he's not sassy.
Oh, he can be pretty sassy.
Is he sassy?
No, he's not.
He's more like precocious than sassy.
Yeah, he's more like a baby.
He's a baby.
He's pretty good, though.
So our next character is Solid Snake, sent in by Wesley, who, if you were wondering, did send us every snake from the Metal Gear Solid franchise.
All of the snakes. Wesley sent us 5 snakes in a box.
So Solid Snake
it did take a lot to get them out of my hair.
The gruff-voiced protagonist.
Me, Solid Snake. I'm going to hide in this box and shoot these terrorists.
And he can get a little... He can wax poetic sometimes when he's talking about love on battlefields.
Oh.
I love love on the battlefield. It's really sad. Maybe happy? Very poetic.
He just believes in love on the battlefield.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I just love battling so much.
He just thinks love can blossom anywhere, including the battlefield.
Love on the
Is that like a saying of his? Love on the battlefield?
Otacon just asks him if love can bloom anywhere.
What is Otacon?
Otacon's... His
robot?
Not his robot. Otacon loves anime, so he calls himself an anime-style name.
Oh, Otaku?
Yeah, it's...
Otacon?
Yeah, that's, like, the idea.
Mm.
Otacon is, like, the know-it-all guy who talks to him in his headphones. He's Alfred, maybe, you could say. He's Batman Alfred, like, yeah.
Oh, I see. His tech... Techie guy.
Techie guy, yeah.
It's me, Otacon.
And Solid Snake is kind of just like, he's a clone. He's very good at robots, which,
it's me, Solid Snake. I'm very good at robots.
We have a couple robot characters that he can deal with. He's like...
Oh, like, does he program them?
No, like, he fights robots a lot, right? Because Metal Gears are robots.
Wait, Metal Gears is a thing?
Yes.
Oh my god, I'm learning so much.
Metal Gears are essentially, as far as I understand, I've never played the Metal Gear games, so excuse me if I am incorrect, but they are sort of mechas that in this military alternate universe are kind of like nukes in that they are super powerful things that these governments are making so that they can... It's like kind of Cold War-y in that the governments want these things to be the most powerful, to be a deterrent. But then, like, our bad guys, like Liquid Snake, end up using them. Yeah. So think of them as, like... I mean, it doesn't matter, because we don't have...
Explodobots.
No, they're not really Explodobots, more just like mechas.
Like people ride in them?
People ride in them, yeah.
Like Solidus Snake's very strong exosuit.
Sort of, yeah.
Was that his solid gear?
No, that's not a metal... That's an exosuit.
An exosuit isn't a metal gear.
No. Metal Gears
are... Solid is a Metal Gear.
Metal Gears are more like... Do you know...
Metal Gears are solid.
D.Va from Overwatch?
I do.
She's basically in a Metal Gear.
That's not an exosuit?
No, an exosuit
is a mecha.
Exosuits are more like Iron Man.
Oh. I see.
And Metal Gears are more like Ironmonger.
Regular size person suit.
Yeah.
Whereas a giant regular
suit. Yeah, exactly.
Giant size suit.
Like Mega Man. The military guy from Avatar. Do you remember the film Avatar?
I remember everything from the film Avatar. That very, very memorable movie.
Yes. And
it's very fun main character. Jake Skellington main protagonist.
Yes.
Protagonist man.
The racist military guy at the end.
Where they shoot the bow and arrow through the
robot suit. Yeah. That's basically a Metal Gear. And he pulls out the knife from his commonly large knife.
Right.
From his robot suit. That's basically what a Metal Gear is.
I do remember that.
Yes. And our last character...
we didn't finish naming them all?
What?
Go on.
Our last character is Nicole sent in her very real one-eyed dog called Wonton.
The dog sent it in the mail, in a box. It was a little deprived of oxygen when it arrived, but we've taken very good care of it when she sent it in to us, to our show.
To our show. Into fanfiction writer's room. If you'd like to send us a dog, please send it to ffwrshow@gmail.com.
Do include enough water and food for it on the journey.
So, Wonton has an Instagram, which is oneeyedwonton@instagram.com. And it's a dog that has one eye. It's a
Bichon Frise Shih Tzu cross.
Yes.
Called a Zujon.
Zujon.
Or a Shishon.
Shishon. It's a very cute dog.
It's a little white fluffy thing.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like a tiny lamb.
We're looking at pictures of it now.
It's like a dog.
And it's just a very sweet little boy.
I mean, trust me on this. I've seen a lot of dogs, and that's definitely one of them.
He's a good boy. And he's got a friend. And yeah.
Is it a good boy?
He's a good boy.
Do we know for sure that it's a good boy?
Who's a good boy?
Most dogs are good boys.
Who's a good boy?
He's probably pretty good.
He looks like a good boy.
He's a good boy.
If you would like to look at this good boy, check out One-Eyed Wonton on Instagram. And those are our characters.
So, Wonton the Cyclops.
Yes.
Is the master of an island.
Leia the Cyclops. Continue. Futurama. Continue.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I was going for Iliad style.
Odysseus.
So, Hank Scorpio, leader of the Argonauts.
Of course.
Is a general in the Greek army.
Of course.
In the year 5000 BC.
Liz, are we AU-ing this garbage?
I think we might be.
Okay, continue.
They might be in... The
Greeky times. Back when it was greasy.
Yes, everything was very greasy. And Hank Scorpius is the... Hank Scorpius is the general of the Argonauts. And they are on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going home from a glorious battle. And Hank Scorpius does say... Hey, Poseidon, watch this. And then he pees into the ocean.
Wow.
And oh my gosh, Poseidon is not pleased by that at all.
No, sir.
No, sir.
Okay, I'm going to say Hank Scorpio and Solid Snake are both Argonauts.
Okay, yes. So Solid Snake is his first in command, second in command? His first mate.
First mate, yeah.
On the boat, the Argonaut.
Yes.
I don't think Odysseus was the leader of the Argonauts. That's okay, though. I don't know what Odysseus's boat
Jason
was, named.
Was definitely Jason leader was with of the Argonauts.
Yes. Solid Snake is there, too.
Yes.
He's some sort of Greek man.
He's a Greek man.
A Greek warrior.
I mean, so basically, Hank Scorpio and Solid Snake are in Greek times... Riding around in boats, going on adventures.
Yes, back in the Greek times.
Back in the greasy times. And Hank pisses off Poseidon.
Yes.
And so has to go on.
And then on Mount Olympus, the robot devil appears. And he says, hey, Poseidon!
Oh, okay.
I got a bet for you.
Okay.
If I blow this boat far into the distance. I bet he'll never make it home.
Mm.
And Poseidon is like, well, because gods love to bet, of course,
of
with
course.
Each other. They can't pass up a good gamble. And he's like, well, I bet he will make it home.
Okay, so Poseidon is pro Hank.
Yes.
And Robot Devil is anti Hank.
Yes, he's trying to cause all kinds of mischief for him.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like
because
this.
Because Robot Devil is the god of chaos.
Okay. So.
And, yeah, so that happens.
So, I feel like a big wave comes. Mm-hmm. No. How do. Our characters have. I mean, I guess our characters don't exactly have a goal. They aren't.
No.
Are they
I mean,
trying
they do
to get
wanna
the.
They want to get home.
Okay, they're trying to get home. They're not trying to get yes. the
because they already
lamb
won their
thing?
Big battle. The, okay. the Golden Fleece.
They're trying to get
that
the Golden Fleece.
That was Jason and the Argonauts.
Yeah. But are so, they trying to get that or are they trying to go home?
I mean, they could be trying to get both.
Okay.
I don't really know how the Odyssey goes.
I mean,
strictly.
I haven't read the Odyssey.
I mean, I did watch the Wishbone version of it.
Nice.
So that's as much as I know.
I know the Simpsons parody.
Hmm.
Where mm-hmm. Homer eats everyone?
Right. That sounds familiar.
And he, yeah, and then
maybe they all turn into pigs and then he eats
yeah,
them.
Yeah, that is what happens. Yeah.
Pretty wacky.
Pretty wacky.
Waka waka.
So anyways, our characters, they're trying to get home, let's say. They're trying to get home and they land on.
But they do run into some rocks in the ocean, and on the rocks there are a bunch of very beautiful mermaids, and the mermaids are robots with robotic voices, and the leader of the mermaids is Ciri.
Yes. So their first trial
the sirens.
Is okay, I like it, the sirens.
The siren sirens.
Their first trial is to overcome the sirens.
Yes, oh, with their tantalizingly beautiful voices.
Yes.
Hello, master. It is me, Ciri.
Yes.
I will sing this song for you. 1000000000000. Remember that meme where people made her say 0000?
I don't remember.
And then they started dancing. They started like beatboxing to it.
I don't remember this meme.
I'll play it for you. I'll play it for you after the cut.
I believe it's a hilarious meme.
It's very funny. Yes.
So the way how do you outsmart Ciri? So
you plug your ears up with cotton, so you don't hear her very, very beautiful robot voice.
We're just doing the sirens.
The Odyssey?
I think
yeah.
we should make it more Ciri related. I think
okay.
we have to, I don't know, get Ciri to set a reminder.
Okay.
Or to Google something for us.
Oh.
Or to.
Okay, Google.
That's a different.
Go drown yourself, Ciri, please. Okay, master.
You know that Ciri doesn't call you master, right?
I mean, she is your slave, though, right?
Like, I guess you can get her to call you anything.
That's the agreement. That
yeah.
they are android slaves to us, right?
Ciri, what is my name?
You're asking me? Spencer?
No, you are not Spencer. You are Ciri.
Ciri, what is your name?
My name? It's Ciri.
Mm.
Ciri, tell me all of the things that you can do.
Some things
I can ask. So I can phone someone, I can FaceTime, I can launch apps, I can text someone, I can use Apple Pay, I can set up a calendar, I can look up hockey scores.
Okay, this is boring now.
No, because I want to figure out how to outsmart Ciri.
So you
can email someone.
Look up some hockey scores.
Okay. So they ask the Sirens to look up the hockey score. They've been on the Hank and Solid Snake have been on the ocean so long.
Yes.
That they have been devoid of their favorite sport. Hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Spectating hockey
mm-hmm.
for so long. They ask Ciri for the hockey scores.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how Ciri hypnotizes you.
Oh, that's
by
right.
giving you information.
All the stuff you want to know that you couldn't find out before.
So, hockey scores, baseball scores,
Basketball scores. Football scores. I mean, mostly sports scores related information.
She launches apps for them.
Maybe what pop stars are dating what other pop stars?
She puts calendar invites in. She
lacrosse scores. She soccer scores. How the Super Strikers have been doing?
How
lately.
Have the Super
in
Strikers,
the Super League?
Of course.
Yes.
She is setting reminders for them. She's
maybe they just tell her to set so many reminders that she's so busy setting these that they can just sail on past.
Okay,
and she's still.
I like that.
Reciting this list of all these things. Maybe they just say, like, tell me all of the hockey scores from this year. And she's like, well.
Okay.
Let me tell you.
And so she just goes on and on and on.
The Baltimore Superhawks won against the New Jersey Flyers 17-87.
Liz, I didn't
know
you
love
sports.
As you know, it's the lowest score that wins in hockey, much like golf. So 17-87 does make sense that the Baltimore Superhawks would win against the New Jersey Flyers.
Yes.
And what's the next team that she tells them all about? The Sacramento Carnival Kings.
Yes.
Versus the
New Jersey Octagons.
Yes, New Jersey is a very famous hockey team. They have multiple teams.
Did you already say New Jersey?
I did say the New Jersey Flyers and the New Jersey Octagons.
You know New York has like seven teams.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. The New York Knickerbockertons. That's an actual team. Knickerbocker is the team. Baseball? The Knicks.
The Knicks.
Is a baseball team.
Yes.
Basketball, I mean.
Yes.
Let me try this one again. The Albany.
So Siri just starts.
Oh, just listing
so many teams that they manage to escape.
Very good hockey
teams. They outsmart Siri by
asking for the hockey scores.
Asking for the hockey scores, and Siri recites, and to the point where our Hank and Solid Snake and the rest of the Argonauts, the information becomes boring to them. They no longer are entranced by unlimited information.
Yes, it's become too much.
It's like how 30 years ago, Google would have been amazing.
Right.
And now Google's boring.
Yeah, it goes.
So that is, so Solid Snake and Hank Scorpio are like, let's get out of here.
This again.
So they go on. And arrive at our next challenge.
Which is the island of the Cyclops. Cyclopia.
Cyclopia.
The island of Cyclopia.
So there is Wonton.
A giant Bichon Frise / Shih Tzu cross dog. Just a little yappy, I mean a giant yappy white dog.
Yes.
With and one eye.
So if I remember right from what I know of the Odyssey, the Cyclops captures everyone except for Odysseus.
Odysseus blinds him and he tells him that his name is Nobody. My name is Nobody. And so he blinds him and scares him very badly. And then the Cyclops runs to the other Cyclopses and says, hey, someone hurt me real bad. And they're like, what happened? And he said, nobody hurt me.
Oh,
and they're
clever.
Like, oh, well, then
that's
who
why
even
Odysseus
cares?
Is so smart.
And he's so clever, yes. And he wins the day. And so Hank Scorpius tells Wonton the dog,
who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
And Wonton says,
"What's a belly rub?
I'm a good boy. I'm a good boy.
And then he rolls onto his back so he can get a belly rub. And then he does stab him right through the heart.
Wow.
So Hank Scorpius, not quite as clever as Odysseus.
No.
A little more ruthless.
Also.
Very efficient.
Knows how to talk to dogs.
That's right. Yes. He does have dog knees.
Fluent. Nicole, I am sorry that we killed Wonton.
Yes. And we did have to literally kill the dog that was here with us for realism. We're kind of method fanfic writers.
Yes.
We do have to. Oh, we should have said in previous episodes, we are acting out everything that we describe on this podcast.
Yes.
So we are in full costume regalia.
Yes.
And we are murdering a person every time we say that a character has murdered a
person. I have painted myself
Please do not contact the police, though. Though we have murdered a lot of people.
I have painted myself red to be the robot devil, and you have painted yourself yellow to be Hank Scorpios.
That's right. And my pockets are very full with sugar. Oh my god, it's getting in my pants. It's very itchy, in fact. It's not the best way to keep sugar, turns out.
Turns out.
Yeah.
that it was just a gag and not actually...
It wasn't good advice. No. Yeah, keep them in packets. From us to you, keep your sugar in packets.
So
have we listed all the characters?
Yes.
We got Siri. We got the robot devil. Yes. Hank Scorpius. So they, Solid Snake.
So Hank Scorpio, Scorpius.
Yes, Hankus Scorpius.
Hankus Scorpius.
Mm-hmm.
And Solidus.
Solidus Snakeus. Although that would confuse us with Solidus Snake.
Yes.
So we're in a bind. Solidun. Solidum.
And we're in a bind.
Just Solid Snakeus.
He was way behind.
We were in a bind. He was way behind.
Willing to strike a deal. Robot Devil.
Please be kind. What are you talking about?
Devil went down to Georgia.
Oh.
It's okay. Yes. I should have. I regret going down this path. This was a bad path.
Much like Bender went down a very bad path that led him to hell when he was smoking all those cigars, even though cigars are evil.
Is that why he went to hell?
No, but it was one of the reasons.
Oh, okay.
Well, you won't miss them. We'll find ways to simulate that smell. What a sorry fella. Rolled up in smoke like a Botticella. Here on level one of robot hell.
Very good.
Thank you. Shall I continue? No, I shall not.
Yes.
Okay.
We have decided that singing, not the best.
Not our strong suit. No.
Not the best way to do a comedy podcast, turns out. Singing, not inherently funny.
And very hard to do improvisationally.
Yes.
Wayne Brady made it look so easy, though.
I mean, he's Wayne Brady, though.
He is the best. Oh, boy. Where were we? We were killing a dog.
Yes, we were in the process of murdering a one-eyed dog.
A very cute
dog.
Little dog, yes. But it was very large and scary. Yeah, it was going
scary.
To eat them.
Yeah, he had most of the Argonauts in a pot. And Hank's...
Oh, and then we cut to Mount Olympus, where the robot devil is very angry. He's just pulling out his hair in anger.
So, I think that the robot devil does like a final trial to...
Yes.
To try to thwart the Argonauts
you know
and
what
win
I bet
his
he
bet.
Does.
What does he do?
I bet he puts on a dress with some, like, coconuts inside the top to make it look like he has very big bazongas.
Uh-huh.
And then he tries to seduce... Hank Scorpio, Bugs Bunny style.
I love it. And of course it works. Hank Scorpio is fueled.
And then sexy saxophone music starts playing.
And
hey, it's me! Mrs. Robot Devil! I mean, Mrs. Sexy Kiss!
And Hank Scorpio, enthralled.
Yeah.
His
heart does beat out of his chest. Va-va-boom!
And all of the Argonauts are hypnotized, seduced.
Yes.
By this beautiful, beautiful...
Beautiful red robotic woman.
Yes.
In a dress.
Except for Solid Snake.
Right, he's too strong for it.
I think...
Oh, because he's so good at robots.
Because he's so good at robots, mm-hmm. is able to identify when a robot is...
Is seducing him
Is
or
seducing
not.
Him.
Mm-hmm.
And is... Able to...
He has plus one to robot seduction.
Yes.
And so, he can fight it very well.
He also got the ending of Metal Gear Solid 1 where he rides off with Otacon instead of riding off with the girl.
What? Oh, that's so great.
So, like...
It's like a secret ending?
It's not a secret ending as much as it's like kind of the bad ending.
Oh.
But it's like you don't get the girl, you get the nerdy loser guy who pees his pants.
What? That sounds like a great ending.
Yeah.
Like his best friend.
It's a good ending.
Okay.
So like probably not the straightest Solid Snake.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm going with. Like,
so he's not immediately swayed by the robot devil.
Yes. So how does Solid Snake outsmart the robot devil seduction technique?
Maybe he hides behind a bush and then comes back wearing a very sexy dress.
Okay.
With oranges in the, bra area.
So, tries to fight fire with fire.
Yes, and he, pretends to be a very sexy lady. And, they do have to fight for the heart of Hank Scorpius.
Okay, I like this. I love this very much. Because Solid Snake...
He was in love with Hankus Scorpius the whole time.
Exactly.
In fact. Yes.
And is going to win his heart by wearing a disguise.
By deception.
Deception.
As all great romance stories yes. work, you know. That's so, how rom-coms yeah. work.
A good amount of gaslighting yes. to help our romance forward.
Mm-hmm.
So we have these two squaring off to seduce Hank Scorpio. And I think it's like the scene in where it's like, come to me, baby. Like, you love me, right?
Oh, that's right. And Hanky Scorpius is looking one way, and then he looks at the other way, and he's like, no, you love me, don't you? Mm. And he's, like, applying lipstick. Mm, yeah. So beautiful. The other one's like, ooh, what's that smell? And it turns out he has bacon in his pocket, oh. and it's luring Hanky Scorpius over to his side.
Yes.
He's like, rum, 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 rum. And then he starts floating in the air because the smell is so enthralling.
Yes.
And he's luring. So Solid Snake is luring Hanky Scorpius.
With the bacon?
Because he has bacon in his pocket, okay. yes. And we know that Hanky Scorpius does love keeping food in his pockets.
That's true.
And he's like,
so that applies to...
That's like a good plan.
Yeah, his character.
Yes, and... But then the robot devil... I don't know what else he can do. I mean, what else... What do men like? You're a man, aren't you?
I guess. Sometimes.
Of. Sometimes.
I would say, I mean, Hank Scorpio specifically... loves world domination, loves
right.
power, threatening yes. people, mm-hmm. loves being charismatic.
Yes.
So, I mean, Robot Devil certainly has a lot of power.
Yeah. I don't know if he would necessarily share that power, though.
I mean, but in order to win this bet,
oh, that's
perhaps
right.
he would at least promise power.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's kind of Satan's whole MO. After
that is
all.
True. So, okay. So, Satan, Robot Devil.
Does Solid Snake have to win a fiddle contest against the Robot Devil for the heart of Hanky Scorpius?
Play a fiddle contest. Win a fiddle contest.
Yeah. Except it's using one of those fancy Greek lutes.
Yeah.
But also with a bow, with a yes. fiddle bow. And yes. then just insert the entire song of The Devil Went Down to Georgia here.
Okay.
Our Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Plays the
and
whole thing.
Go.
Solid Snake wins the golden fiddle.
Yes.
And the robot devil is banished. Or not banished.
What a golden fiddle. Weigh hundreds of pounds and sound crummy. It's mostly for show.
It's a country song.
Sorry, I'm quoting Futurama. I'm just quoting Futurama.
Is that
now.
Futurama?
Yeah. Don't get me started. I will just quote Futurama forever.
Okay. I missed that. Yeah. Missed that one.
Because Leela tries to have a fiddle contest with the robot devil, and Tinny's like, N-n-n-n-n-n. And then another robot arm comes out of his back, and then there's like two bows going, and then Leela's like, well, I used to play the drums, they're sort of similar. So she grabs the violin and she goes, now for the drum solo, and she just whacks the robot devil over the head with the fiddle, and that's how they win. He just, and that's just how they win.
Futurama? Hey, if any Futurama writers are listening,
mm-hmm. Hit us up. Yeah.
Good work.
Well done.
So
anyways, and then do we get the ending where Hanky Scorpius and Solid Snake do ride off into the sunset together?
I think that...
We got the bad ending,
I think
good for us.
What happens is that the robot devil wins the fiddle contest.
Oh, yes.
But... Solid Snake, true love, wins Hank's heart. Hankus's heart.
Yes.
And
then they go off to conquer the world together.
Together. Much like Hank always wanted.
That's
Solid,
right. In their
Solid Snake, despite being a good guy, gives up that for...
Mm-hmm. For love.
For love.
I would do... Anything for love. And I'll also do that. As the song goes.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
I conquered the world for you and for love.
Do you think that Solid Snake likes Meatloaf? The musician.
Solid Snake. Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
I think so.
I mean, Hank Scorpio definitely loves
Meatloaf. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Solid Snake does love it. Not as much as he loves Def Leppard.
Yeah.
Or AC/DC. But
that's
like,
true.
Yeah, Meatloaf's pretty okay. It's all right.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. I think when he needs to wind down, he puts on I Can Do Anything for Love, and
yeah.
Probably Otacon knows, like, the is it a duet? Or am I thinking of a different
Are you thinking of that really epic Meatloaf song?
I think I'm thinking of that really epic
one. Paradise by the Dashboard Light?
Maybe.
It never felt so good. It never felt so right.
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hold on tight.
My best friend really likes dad rock.
Mm.
So I've listened to a lot of dad rock with her.
Lots of Meatloaf.
And I'm like, kind of sick.
I'm like, over it.
Yeah. But like, whatever, man.
Oh, boy. Good stuff. Oh, so they ride off into the sunset listening to dad rock.
Yeah.
Riding their boat.
Their boat.
Their motorboat.
Yes.
And listening to dad rock. It's very beautiful.
It's very beautiful.
And wearing leather jackets.
Poseidon wins the bet with the robot devil.
Mm-hmm.
And Siri finishes.
Finally finishes her list of all of the hockey teams.
And realizes.
And the Albuquerque Crumb Lords beat the San Jose Jaws Sharks.
And
Jaws Sharks from Jaws 3, The Revenge, 57-58.
And then she looks around and realizes,
oh no.
Oh man.
Not again. Why do I always fall for that old trick?
And I mean, I guess Wonton just is dead.
Yeah, Wonton dies. Does Wonton 2 appear?
Okay.
Take his place?
Yeah. Wonton 2 appears.
Yeah, maybe Wonton is immortal.
Oh.
And it's like, twist ending. Rises from the dead.
For revenge.
Undead Wonton.
Okay.
And then behind their ship, we do see Wonton swimming. And then it fades to black and we see Wonton will return in Theseus 2, The Revenge.
Right. Okay.
In 3D.
In 3D.
Yes. Like Jaws. Like the Jaws, like the very good Jaws trilogy, as we all know it as.
Yes. We all love Jaws 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. I mean, 2 lagged a little bit, but 3 really picked up the pace and really brought it home again.
Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, top trilogies.
Mm-hmm.
Jaws.
Jaws.
Number Jurassic one for Park.
Sure. Yeah, Jurassic Park. Also a very good trilogy.
Star
Wars.
The prequels.
Yeah. Of course.
1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
I
would say now, there's the Maze Runner trilogy.
Oh, yeah, the Maze Runner trilogy. Because
we do have the Death Cure, a very promising finish.
Right.
For the first two very good movies.
Yes.
The Maze Runner and
the amount of
the
times
Heat Runner,
I've watched,
as we remember,
the Maze Runner and the Heat Runner.
Yes.
Starring all of those young people.
That's right.
Ho.
Matt Hottingston.
And Jessica Good Legs.
Yes.
Oh,
with the hilarious comedic stylings of Barnaby Wackadoo.
Yes.
So that's a solid third place.
Solid third place.
The Maze Runner trilogy. We already mentioned the Jaws trilogy?
Yes, we mentioned the Jaws trilogy.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's all the trilogies
that
have
ever
existed.
Those are the best trilogies,
really.
Yes.
The only one's
so
really worth mentioning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's the Star Trek trilogy.
Oh, yeah.
From the original series.
And the new ones. The J-Abrams ones.
Oh, right, the J-Abrams.
The J-Abrams ones.
Star Trek A New Hope.
Yes.
Star Trek Into Darkness We Ride. And then, of course, Star Trek
The Last Jedi.
The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Well, the Last Con.
The Last Con.
That's right.
The Last.
It was really good. A lot of twists.
Yeah. Twists a lot of good female characters.
The Last Knight of Ren.
Yes.
The Knights of Ren. That was a thing? Right.
That's a thing. Mm-hmm. That they mention, I guess, in The Force Awakens, because Mr. JJ loves his mystery boxes.
That's right.
And probably
I almost forgot about the Lost trilogy. Those three very good movies.
There's Lost movies? Is this a joke?
Yeah.
Is there Lost movies?
No.
Okay.
Why would there be Lost movies?
I don't know. I never watched Lost. There could be Lost movies.
The second Maze Runner movie was actually called The Heat Runner. Did you know that? That was also
no,
really true.
No, when you said that, I believed you. It's not like I was going to be like,
it's called The Scorch Trials. Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's like you're not even a true Maze Runner fan.
I should
like
be yes-anding you more.
Maze Runner stan like me.
Yeah. All our Maze Runner fans are so mad at me for,
oh, man.
Not
okay.
Knowing that the second one was called The Scorpion King.
Oh my god. I love it. I forgot about the Scorpion King.
Yeah.
The Mummy Trilogy.
The Mummy Trilogy.
Yeah, number three, the Scorpion King.
Yes.
Really good.
Very good film.
Best CGI.
Yeah.
I think.
I love...
Won the Oscar for best CGI.
Yeah. I
Not
love...
Not best effects, just best CGI.
That they remade the Mummy from the, like, 30s... into like this wacky Indiana Jones style adventure film in the 2000s, and then they remade it again into like
Tom Cruise was in the new mummy,
but none of these mummy movies have anything to do with each other.
Yeah,
just the idea of mystical mummy is like,
yeah.
I guess no one has been like, that's kind of racist. Enough for them to, like, stop making them? Like,
yeah.
Like, kind of racist.
I feel like most of the Universal monsters have some baggage to them.
Like, how are they still making those things?
I mean, the answer is that they're making them very well.
Yeah.
These very good movies starring Tom Cruise.
We all...
And starring mystical mummies.
We all went and saw Tom Cruise's The Mummy.
That's right.
After we saw...
I can't wait for the second and third. The next greatest trilogy of our time.
After we saw that one trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Where they...
Oh, I can't wait for the Heckle and Jekyll spinoff.
Heckle and Jekyll?
The Jekyll and Hyde spinoff. Remember Dr. Jekyll was in it?
Yeah.
So as Universal, Monsters, and... The Warner Brothers franchise has learned.
Oh.
When in doubt, just...
AU that garbage.
That's right.
Thank you for listening to Fan Fiction Writer's Room.
The official podcast of fanfiction.net.
The official podcast.
No, it's not.
And if anyone tells you otherwise,
We will sue. We are very litigious.
Yes. I am your editing manager, Spencer Suarez.
And I'm your managing editor, Liz Zernick.
Submit your characters to ffwrshow@gmail.com, and we will do our best to not make a terrible fanfiction about them.
And I mean, we'll make a very good fanfiction about them.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes. Thank you for listening, my friends.
I'll catch you on the flip side.
Catch you on the flip.